Yo sé que muchos estudiantes sufren con los phrasal verbs en inglés, ¿no? Pero el gran secreto es que no tienes que saberlos todos, pero sí debes saber los phrasal verbs más importantes, más usados, si quieres entender la gente, si quieres hablar de una forma natural. Y por eso te quería hacer este video con todos los phrasal verbs más importantes. Yo recomiendo que escribas los phrasal verbs que no conoces, o si eres medio flojo como yo para estudiar los idiomas, deberías escucharlas, escuchar todo un par de veces, repetir todo en voz alto, ¿ya? Si quieres más videos como esta, tienes que dejarme saber en los comentarios, porque hago estos videos para ti y quiero saber cómo te puedo servir mejor, ¿ya? Empecemos. El primer phrasal verb, deal with, quiere decir ocuparse de.
I got bigger things to deal with.
It teaches him to deal with his fear.
Deal with. Deal with quiere decir ocuparse de, lidiar con, encargarse de X cosa. Por ejemplo, estás en el trabajo y hay un problema y tú dices, I'll deal with it, ¿ok? Yo me ocuparé de eso, de esa situación. I'll deal with it. Deal with it, okay?
I got bigger things to deal with.
I got bigger things to deal with.
It teaches him to deal with his fear.
It teaches him to deal with his fear.
Get in. Quiere decir entrar o subir.
How did you get in there?
Get in the truck.
Get in. Get in quiere decir entrar o subir. Subir como en un coche, okay? Get in, get in. Puedes entrar en una casa ahí o subir un coche. Get in, get in. Nota que vamos a vincular con la R suave de español. Get in, get in.
How did you get in there? How did you get in there?
Get in the truck, get in the truck.
Get up, levántate.
Time to get up.
Penny, get up.
Get up, get up. Puede ser como un orden, como levántate, ¿no? Get up, get up. O hablando de tu rutina diaria, I get up at 6 a.m. every morning. Yo me levanto a las 6 a.m. cada mañana, ¿ok? Get up. Vinculando con la R suave, de nuevo, get up.
Time to get up, time to get up.
Penny, get up, Penny, get up.
Set up. Quiere decir organizar.
When do you think we could set up a meeting?
I'll set up a meeting.
Set up. Set up. Quiere decir organizar algo, como un evento, una fiesta, una cita, un reunión, ¿ok? I'm going to set up the reunion next month, ¿ok? Voy a organizar todo para la reunión el mes que viene, ¿ok? Set up, set up.
When do you think we could set up a meeting? When do you think we could set up a meeting?
I'll set up a meeting.
I'll set up a meeting.
Look into.
I will look into this complaint.
You should look into that.
Look into. Parece como mirar adentro y el significado es similar. Averiguar. No, I'm going to look into that, okay? Look into. Voy a averiguar sobre X cosa, X asunto, okay? I'm going to look into it. Look into, vinculando. Look into it.
I will look into this complaint.
I will look into this complaint.
You should look into that. You should look into that.
Take over. Quiere decir tomar el control o hacerse cargo.
I'm asking you to take over the show for 6 weeks.
We want you to take over the national team.
Take over. Take over. Quiere decir tomar el control o hacerse cargo de X cosa. Por ejemplo, un par de contextos acá. Primero, alguien puede take over a company, ¿no? Alguien puede hacerse cargo de una compañía que no es suya. They're going to take over the company. Otra situación más común sería, te estoy pidiendo si quieres que yo hago lo que tú estás haciendo ahora. Tú estás cocinando muy duro, yo te veo cansado, te pregunto, do you want me to take over? Es decir, ¿quieres que yo cocine porque te veo un poco cansado? ¿Okay? takeover.
I'm asking you to take over the show for 6 weeks.
I'm asking you to take over the show for 6 weeks.
We want you to take over the national team.
We want you to take over the national team.
Take off. Quitar.
Why don't you take off your shoes?
Let's take off your coat and go inside.
Take off. Take off, quitar, quitar algo, okay? Take off your jacket, quítate la chaqueta, la chamarra, okay? Take off your shoes, quítate los zapatos, okay? Take off, take off.
Why don't you take off your shoes? Why don't you take off your shoes?
Let's take off your coat and go inside. Let's take off your coat and go inside.
Try on, pruébatelo.
Try on the shoes at least.
Let's try on the veil.
Try on. Try on, pruébatelo. Y muchas veces vas a tener el objeto adentro, ¿ok? Try it on. En este caso, quizás el it es una camisa, un gorro, cualquier cosa. Try it on. Try it. Try it on.
Try on the shoes at least.
Try on the shoes at least.
Let's try on the veil. Let's try on the veil.
Put off. Quiere decir posponer.
I don't want to put it off.
We've put this off long enough.
Put off. Put off quiere decir posponer. Ok. Tenías planeado hacer X cosa, pero ahora tú tienes que put it off. De nuevo, el objeto adentro. En este caso, it, el evento que tenías planeado hacer, pero ahora tienes que put it off. Let's put it off.
I don't want to put it off. I don't want to put it off.
We've put this off long enough.
We've put this off long enough.
Look after someone. Quiere decir cuidar de alguien.
They did look after me.
Look after yourself.
Look after someone. Look after someone. Quiere decir cuidar de alguien, okay? I'm going to look after my grandmother tonight, okay? Voy a cuidar mi abuela esta noche. Look after. Look after.
They did look after me.
They did look after me.
Look after yourself.
Look after yourself.
Si este video te cuesta un poco y quieres empezar con un curso comprensivo gratis, el curso más comprensivo que hay aquí por YouTube, voy a dejar el enlace aquí para mi curso acá. También ahí puedes bajar un ebook y audio 100% gratis. También enlace en el primer comentario. Ya. Yeah. Bring out. Quiere decir como sacar o presentar.
Let's bring out the cake.
Bring out the gift.
Bring out. Bring out. Quiere decir como sacar o presentar. Tú vas a la casa de un amigo y dices, hey, bring out the beer. Sacar la cerveza, ¿ok? Bring out. Bring out.
Let's bring out the cake.
Let's bring out the cake.
Bring out the gift.
Bring out the gift.
Bring up. Quiere decir como sacar un tema, mencionar.
Don't bring that up.
Angela does bring up a good point.
Bring up. Bring up quiere decir como sacar un tema, mencionar algo. Oh, I wanted to bring up what happened yesterday. Oye, quería mencionar lo que pasó ayer, okay? Bring up, mencionar.
Don't bring that up.
Don't bring that up.
Angela does bring up a good point.
Angela does bring up a good point.
Come along. Quiere decir venir también.
Would you like to come along?
Come along with me, bud.
Come along. Come along quiere decir venir también. Okay? Por ejemplo, si yo te digo voy a la playa, do you want to come along? Es decir, ¿quieres venir también conmigo? Okay? Come along. Come along. Vinculando el sonido schwa. Come along.
Would you like to come along?
Would you like to come along?
Come along with me, bud.
Come along with me, bud.
Go through.
Do you want me to go through this?
I didn't want you to go through this alone.
Go through. literalmente como ir a través de algo, pero normalmente lo usamos para decir experimentar algo normalmente no bueno, ¿no? Pasar por un periodo de tu vida muy difícil, y puedes decir como I can't go through that again. O sea, no puedo pasar por eso de nuevo. Era un momento difícil, ¿ok? Go through.
Do you want me to go through this? Do you want me to go through this?
I didn't want you to go through this alone. I didn't want you to go through this alone.
Throw away. Quiere decir tirar algo a la basura, ¿ok? Tirar algo.
Why don't you throw away all his clothes and lock the door?
Don't throw away my stuff.
Throw away. Throw away, literalmente como tirar para afuera, quiere decir tirar algo a la basura, ¿ok? Tirar algo. Y puedes tener el objeto adentro, throw it away. Así se va a usar normalmente, throw it away. Throw it away.
Why don't you throw away all his clothes and lock the door? Why don't you throw away all his clothes and lock the door?
Don't throw away my stuff. Don't throw away my stuff.
Cut down. Quiere decir reducir.
I guess I can afford that if I cut down on my beer.
I gotta cut down on the coffee.
Cut down. En este caso, cut down quiere decir reducir algo. Por ejemplo, quiero perder grasa, así que I'm going to cut down on fast food. Es decir, voy a reducir la cantidad de comida rápida que estoy comiendo, ¿ok? Cut down.
I guess I can afford that if I cut down on my beer.
I guess I can afford that if I cut down on my beer.
I gotta cut down on the coffee.
I gotta cut down on the coffee.
Come up with. Quiere decir proponer.
I'm trying to come up with a plan.
Don't come up with any more ideas.
Come up with. Come up with quiere decir proponer, okay? Oh, wow, you always come up with good ideas. Es decir, siempre propones las mejores ideas, okay? Come up with. Come up with.
I'm trying to come up with a plan. I'm trying to come up with a plan.
Don't come up with any more ideas. Don't come up with any more ideas.
La semana pasada grabé un video enseñándote frases para ayudarte a entender la gente en Gringolandia, Estados Unidos, Canadá. Si quieres entender la gente cuando te habla en inglés, deberías ver ese video después de este video o ahora mismo. Voy a dejarlo aquí arriba. Hang on.
Hang on a minute.
Just hang on there a minute or two.
Hang es literalmente colgar. On, sobre algo, como aférrate, ¿no? Pero lo usamos para decir espera. Quizás vas a escuchar hang on a minute. Espera un minuto, ¿ok? Nota la vinculación, hang on, hang on, hang on a minute.
Hang on a minute, hang on a minute.
Just hang on there a minute or two. Just hang on there a minute or two.
Press on.
We should really press on.
Let's press on.
Press on. Parece como presionar sobre algo, pero lo usamos para decir seguir adelante, ¿ok? You must press on. Tienes que seguir adelante. Nota la vinculación. Press on. Press on.
We should really press on. We should really press on.
Let's press on.
Let's press on.
Keep up with someone.
She's always so hard to keep up with.
Trying to keep up with Lois.
Keep up with someone. Quiere decir seguir el ritmo de alguien, ¿ok? Si yo digo, hey, keep up with me. Quizás literalmente estamos corriendo y te estoy dejando atrás. Hey, keep up with me. Es decir, tienes que seguir mi ritmo para que podamos correr juntos, ¿no? O quizás vas a escuchar, I can't, no puedo, I can't. Keep up with him, with her, etc. No puedo mantenerme al mismo nivel, al mismo ritmo que ellos. Y puede ser literalmente o en la vida en general, ¿ok?
She's always so hard to keep up with. She's always so hard to keep up with.
Trying to keep up with Lois.
Trying to keep up with Lois.
Take on.
I can take on the case.
You take on a job, you finish it.
Take on es como asumir o hacerse cargo de algo. Okay? Por ejemplo, I'm going to take on a new project. Es decir, voy a hacerme cargo de un nuevo proyecto. Okay? La relación, como siempre, take on, take on. Take on a new project.
I can take on the case.
I can take on the case.
You take on a job, you finish it.
You take on a job, you finish it.
Give up.
I will not give up on this child yet.
Don't give up yet.
Give up. Parece como dar arriba, pero give up quiere decir rendirse. Vas a escuchar mucho. Don't give up. Don't give up. No te rindas, okay? Don't give up.
I will not give up on this child yet.
I will not give up on this child yet.
Don't give up yet.
Don't give up yet.
Carry out.
I can carry out your request.
I will carry out my mission.
Carry out, llevar a cabo, okay? It's time to carry out our plan. Es hora de llevar a cabo nuestro plan, okay? Carry out. Carry out.
I can carry out your request.
I can carry out your request.
I will carry out my mission. I will carry out my mission.
Get along.
I'm sure we can all get along very well together.
You two seem to get along pretty well.
Get along habla de cómo te llevas con una persona. Por ejemplo, we get along well. Nos llevamos bien, ¿no? O we don't get along. No nos llevamos bien, ¿ok? Get along. Get along. Get along.
I'm sure we can all get along very well together.
I'm sure we can all get along very well together.
You two seem to get along pretty well.
You two seem to get along pretty well.
Think over.
There's much for him to think over.
I need some time to think over your offer.
Think over quiere decir como reflexionar sobre algo. Quizás me ofreciste un nuevo trabajo y yo no puedo responder ahora mismo. Yo digo, I'll think it over. Es decir, voy a meditar sobre tu oferta, ¿ok? Voy a pensarlo bien, ¿ok? Think over. Think over.
There's much for him to think over. There's much for him to think over.
I need some time to think over your offer.
I need some time to think over your offer.
Take something off.
Take your hat off.
Take your shirt off.
Take something off. Quitarse algo, okay? Take off your shoes. Quítate los zapatos. Take off your hat. Quítate el gorro, okay? Nota acá la cosa que estamos quitando. Podemos tenerlo adentro, el objeto adentro, como take your jacket off o take off your jacket. Así que el objeto adentro o después, ¿ok? Take off más la cosa.
Take your hat off.
Take your hat off.
Take your shirt off.
Take your shirt off.
Tidy up.
I'm just trying to tidy up.
Tidy up this room for me.
Tidy up es como ordenar algo. Si entras a la habitación de tus hijos, y no es que está sucio la habitación, está sucia, pero es muy, muy desordenado. Puedes decir tidy up. Tidy up es decir, tienes que ordenar las cosas un poco. Es un desastre acá, ¿ok? Tidy up. Tidy up.
I'm just trying to tidy up.
I'm just trying to tidy up. Tidy up this room for me.
Tidy up this room for me.
Check something out.
Just check the car out.
I just wanted to check the place out.
Check something out. Revisar algo o echar un vistazo a algo, okay? Check that car out, ¿no? Echa un vistazo a ese auto, ¿no? Qué increíble que es. Y nota acá también podemos tener el objeto adentro o después, ¿ok? Check that car out o check out that car. Significado igual.
Just check the car out.
Just check the car out.
I just wanted to check the place out.
Find out.
How did you find out I didn't do it?
That's what we have to find out.
Find out, averiguar o descubrir, okay? I'll find out the truth. Averiguaré la verdad, okay? Find out, find out.
How did you find out I didn't do it? How did you find out I didn't do it?
That's what we have to find out. That's what we have to find out.
Work out.
I work out at home.
He must work out.
Okay, work out quiere decir hacer ejercicio, okay? You should work out every day. You should, deberías, work out, ya sabes, hacer ejercicio every day, cada día, okay? Nota la vinculación, work out, work out.
I work out at home.
I work out at home.
He must work out.
He must work out.
Hang out.
I always learn something when I hang out with the elderly.
She can hang out with us.
Yeah, hang out significa salir o pasar el rato con alguien, ¿no? Por ejemplo, do you want to hang out tonight? Es decir, ¿quieres salir conmigo esta noche o quieres pasar el rato a mí conmigo haciendo nada importante? Nada más hanging out. Do you want to hang out tonight?
I always learn something when I hang out with the elderly.
I always learn something when I hang out with the elderly.
She can hang out with us.
She can hang out with us.
Believe in someone.
Do you believe in him, Verbal?
I thought that maybe Jesse could believe in me again.
Believe in someone quiere decir creer en alguien. Por ejemplo, I believe in you, creo en ti, creo que tú lo puedes hacer, cualquier asunto de que estamos hablando, tú lo puedes hacer. I believe in you. Tú puedes aprender inglés. I believe in you.
Do you believe in him, Verbal?
Do you believe in him, Verbal?
I thought that maybe Jesse could believe in me again.
I thought that maybe Jesse could believe in me again.
Go back.
I have to go back to work.
I thought maybe you'd like to go back to school.
Go back quiere decir volver o regresar, okay? I'll go back home now. Es decir, volveré a casa ahora. I'll go back home now.
I have to go back to work.
I have to go back to work.
I thought maybe you'd like to go back to school.
I thought maybe you'd like to go back to school.
Give something away.
I was going to give it away. Would you like it?
She made my father give my dog away.
Give something away quiere decir donar algo. Por ejemplo, give your old clothes away. Donar tu, dona tu ropa vieja, okay? Give your old clothes away.
I was going to give it away. Would you like it?
I was going to give it away. Would you like it?
She made my father give my dog away.
She made my father give my dog away.
Care for someone.
What she needs now is someone to care for her.
I care for you.
Okay, to care for someone, puede ser como preocuparse por alguien más o también amar a alguien. Puede ser un miembro de tu familia, amar, cuidar, preocuparse. Todo eso es care for someone, okay? I really care for you. Realmente me preocupo por ti, pienso mucho en ti, quiero cuidarte, te amo. Todo eso, okay? To care for someone.
What she needs now is someone to care for her.
What she needs now is someone to care for her.
I care for you.
I care for you.
Hurry up.
You better hurry up and tell her how you feel.
Hurry up before I change my mind.
Hurry up es darse prisa, hacer algo rápido, ¿no? You should hurry up. Deberías darte prisa. Tenemos que hacerlo así, así, rapidito, ¿ok? Hurry, hurry up, vinculando. Hurry up.
You better hurry up and tell her how you feel.
You better hurry up and tell her how you feel.
Hurry up before I change my mind. Hurry up before I change my mind.
Stay over.
You could stay over.
Why don't you stay over?
Stay over, quedar a dormir en la casa de alguien, okay? Could I stay over tonight? Es decir, podría quedarme o puedo quedarme para dormir acá. Could I? Could I stay over tonight?
You could stay over. You could stay over.
Why don't you stay over? Why don't you stay over?
Watch out.
Here's the stairs, watch out.
You better watch out.
Watch out. Es como no estás mirando, algo está pasando y no lo estás viendo, okay? Watch out. Es como, mira, mira, algo está pasando, ten cuidado, okay? Watch out. Watch out.
Here's the stairs, watch out.
Here's the stairs, watch out.
You better watch out. You better watch out.
Pick up.
I'm gonna pick up a big plant for Kiki's room.
I'm gonna pick up some power drills.
Pick up puede ser un par de cosas. Pick up, literalmente como levantar algo del piso. Yeah, that's to pick up. Pero en el contexto de, por ejemplo, yo te digo, voy a ir a la tienda. I'm going to pick up some eggs. No es que voy a levantar algunos huevos del piso. Es decir, voy a comprar X cosa. Okay? I need to pick up some eggs. Es decir, tengo que pasar a la tienda para comprar algo de huevos, okay?
I'm gonna pick up a big plant for Kiki's room.
I'm gonna pick up a big plant for Kiki's room.
I'm gonna pick up some power drills. I'm gonna pick up some power drills.
Cheer up.
Here is someone to cheer you up.
This will definitely cheer you up.
Cheer up es como animarse, ¿no? Te veo un poco triste ahí y te digo, hey, cheer up. Cheer up. Es como, anímate un poco, ¿ya? Te veo un poco triste ahí. Cheer up. Pero vinculando, cheer up.
Here is someone to cheer you up. Here is someone to cheer you up.
This will definitely cheer you up.
This will definitely cheer you up.
Calm down.
Why don't you just calm down?
Calm down.
Okay, calm down es como decir, hey, tranquilo, tranquilo, relájate, ¿no? Por ejemplo, you'd better calm down. Eso es más un consejo, ¿no? Es mejor que te calmes. Ahí es un medio amenaza también, ¿no? You'd better calm down. Es decir, si no te calmas ahí, algo mal podría pasar, okay? Calm down.
Why don't you just calm down? Why don't you just calm down?
Calm down. Calm down.
Come over.
Do you want to come over for Christmas?
I'll come over tomorrow.
Primero, ¿qué significa? Come over quiere decir venir a la casa de alguien para visitarles o pasarse a la casa de alguien, ¿ok? ¿Cómo lo vamos a pronunciar? Ojo acá, tenemos que vincular, ¿no? La E al final de come es muda. Y vamos a vincular de la M al O. Come over. La acentuación de la palabra over. Come over. Una oración de ejemplo. Do you want to come over tonight? Ok. Yeah, quiero que tú empieces a repetirlo después de mí. Que voy a decirlo una vez más lento, después más rápido. Intenta repetir, ok. Y vamos a tomar el want to y convertirlo a un wanna. Porque así lo vamos a decir los hablantes nativos, ok. Do you wanna come over tonight? Okay, una vez más, un poco más rápido, intenta conmigo. Do you wanna come over tonight?
Do you wanna come over for Christmas?
Do you wanna come over for Christmas?
I'll come over tomorrow.
I'll come over tomorrow.
Drop by.
He said we could drop by his office tomorrow.
Drop by anytime, Jerry.
Drop by quiere decir pasar por ahí o caer de sorpresa, o sea, visitar a alguien inesperadamente, ¿ok? Drop by. Feel free to drop by anytime. Siéntete libre de pasar por aquí en cualquier momento, ¿ok? Una vez más, lento. Feel free to drop by anytime. Una vez un poco más rápido, intenta conmigo. Feel free to drop by anytime. Nota, estoy vinculando. Drop by any time.
He said we could drop by his office tomorrow.
Drop by any time, Jerry.
Catch up with someone.
I'll catch up with you sometime tomorrow.
I will properly catch up with you this evening.
Catch up with someone quiere decir alcanzar a alguien o volverse a ver a alguien, okay? Un ejemplo, I'll catch up with you later. Es como te alcanzaré más tarde o te voy a volver a ver más tarde, okay? Ya me voy, pero I'll catch up with you later. Ahora, una vez lento, para que repitas conmigo, okay? I'll. Pega la L. I'll catch up with you later. Y más rápido, I'll catch up with you sometime tomorrow.
I will properly catch up with you this evening.
Ask someone out.
Hey, ask her out.
Well, I'm going to ask Rich out.
Ask someone out quiere decir invitar a salir a alguien, okay? Por ejemplo, ask her out. Invitarla a salir, ¿no? Ask her out. Pero nota qué pasa acá. Cuando decimos la oración en el inglés normal, vamos a bajar la H, comer la H y vincular. Ask her. Ask her. Ask her out. También vincular con route. ¿Ok? Lento, para que repitas. Ask her out. Y más rápido. Ask her out.
Hey, ask her out.
Well, I'm gonna ask Rich out.
Meet up with.
I'm gonna meet up with Dottie.
I have to meet up with my dad for lunch.
Meet up with quiere decir reunirse o encontrarse con alguien, ¿no? Por ejemplo, I meet up with my friends every weekend, ¿ok? Me encuentro con mis amigos, mis amigas, cada fin de semana, ¿ok? I meet up with my friends every weekend. Okay, una vez más rápido para que repitas. I meet up with my friends every weekend.
I'm gonna meet up with Dottie.
I have to meet up with my dad for lunch.
Pick someone up.
Grandma's gonna pick you up after school.
I'll pick you up at 5.
Pick someone up quiere decir recoger a alguien, ¿ok? Por ejemplo, I'll pick you up at 6 p.m. Te recogeré a las 6 p.m., ¿ok? Una vez lento, I'll pick you up at 6 p.m. Y una vez más rápido, I'll pick you up at 6 p.m.
Grandma's gonna pick you up after school.
I'll pick you up at five.
Get by.
It's the only way I get by sometimes.
How do you get by?
Get by quiere decir como arreglárselas, ¿no? Normalmente como sobrevivir con pocos recursos, ¿no? Por ejemplo, how do you get by? Es decir, ¿cómo te las arreglas? ¿Cómo es que sobrevives ahí con pocos recursos? O, we get by, ¿no? Sobrevivimos con lo que tenemos, ¿ok? Ahora, vamos a repetir. How do you get by? Y más rápido, nota lo que va a pasar acá. How do you? How do you? En el inglés hablado así es, how do you get by? How do you get by?
It's the only way I get by sometimes.
How do you get by?
How do you get by?
pay back.
I will pay back every single cent.
I'll pay back the loan.
Pay back es devolver el dinero que habías pedido prestado, okay? Pay back. Por ejemplo, I'll pay back the loan, okay? Pagaré el préstamo. Lento. I'll, pega la L con tu lengua. I'll pay back the loan. Y más rápido, I'll pay back the loan.
I will pay back every single cent. I will pay back every single cent.
I'll pay back the loan. I'll pay back the loan.
Pay off.
Exactly, you could pay off your mortgage.
How is he going to pay off a $1,000 fine?
Pay off quiere decir saldar o darle a alguien todo el dinero que le pertenece. ¿Ya? Yo te pedí prestado $100, ahora I'm going to pay you off y devolver todo el $100 ahora mismo. ¿Okay? Una oración de ejemplo. How is he gonna pay off a $1,000 fine? ¿Okay? Más lento. How is he gonna pay off $1,000 fine? Y una vez más rápido, vamos. How is he gonna pay off $1,000 fine?
Exactly, you could pay off your mortgage. Exactly, you could pay off your mortgage.
How is he gonna pay off $1,000 fine? How is he gonna pay off $1,000 fine?
Save up.
I'm trying to save up for a car next summer.
I can save up the money.
Save up quiere decir ahorrar, ahorrar dinero, ¿no? Por ejemplo, I want to save up and get a new car. Quiero ahorrar y conseguir un coche nuevo. No es la verdad, pero es un ejemplo. I want to save up and get a new car. Y una vez más rápido, repite conmigo. I want to save up and get a new car.
I'm trying to save up for a car next summer.
I'm trying to save up for a car next summer. That can save up the money. That can save up the money.
Put aside.
It's just a few pennies I put aside for a rainy day.
Just a little savings I put aside.
Put aside literalmente es como poner al lado, pero quiere decir apartar o reservar algo, ¿no? Normalmente dinero. I put aside some money for a house, ¿okay? Reservé algo de dinero para una casa, ¿ya? I put aside some money for a house. Una vez más, rápido. I put aside some money for a house.
It's just a few pennies I put aside for a rainy day.
It's just a few pennies I put aside for a rainy day. Just a little savings I put aside.
Just a little savings I put aside.
Cut back.
Cut back on any alcoholic drinks.
I cut back my expenses.
Cut back quiere decir recortar o reducir, normalmente como los gastos, ¿no? Por ejemplo, you should cut back on your spending. Deberías o debes recortar los gastos, okay? You should cut back on your spending. Y una vez más rápido, you should cut back on your spending.
Cut back on any alcoholic drinks.
Cut back on any alcoholic drinks.
I cut back my expenses.
I cut back my expenses.
Call off.
You want me to call off the ceremony.
We have to call it off.
To call off algo quiere decir cancelar. Deberíamos cancelar el event. We should call off the event.
You want me to call off the ceremony.
You want me to call off the ceremony.
We have to call it off.
We have to call it off.
Do something over.
We do it over. Do it over.
Que acá tenemos do something over. En este caso el it, la cosa no sabemos qué es, pero we can do it over. Podemos hacerlo de nuevo, ¿ok? Do it over. We can do it over.
We do it over.
We do it over.
Do it over.
Do it over.
Aquí tenemos figure something out.
You're gonna have to figure that out for yourself.
Figure it out.
Figure something out. En este caso es el that thing, that problem. Can you figure that out? Okay. Quiere decir averiguar o resolver un problema. Okay. Can you figure that out? Ese cosa, ese problema que estás trabajando.
You're gonna have to figure that out for yourself.
You're gonna have to figure that out for yourself.
Figure it out. Figure it out.
Pass out?
Your friend looks about ready to pass out.
I feel like I'm gonna pass out.
To pass out parece pasar afuera, pero quiere decir desmayarse, okay? I feel like I'm gonna, nota el going to, gonna. I feel like I'm gonna pass out. Pass out.
Your friend looks about ready to pass out.
Your friend looks about ready to pass out.
I feel like I'm gonna pass out.
I feel like I'm gonna pass out.
Back someone up.
You can't be heard if we back you up.
Yeah, back you up.
To back someone up quiere decir respaldar a alguien, okay? Darles tu apoyo. I'll back you up. Yo voy a estar ahí contigo respaldándote con cualquier cosa que necesitas, yeah? I'll back you up. Back you up.
You can't be heard if we back you up.
You can't be heard if we back you up.
Yeah, back you up. Yeah, back you up.
Break down.
Did your car break down outside?
Kyle's car breaks down.
To break down es descomponerse, ¿ok? Si estamos hablando de un auto, también una persona puede break down, quiere decir que bajo control y empezó a llorar, gritar, I broke down, como con emociones, ¿no? Pero en este caso estamos hablando de un auto, descomponerse, ¿ok? Break down.
Did your car break down outside?
Did your car break down outside?
Kyle's car breaks down.
Kyle's car breaks down.
Dive into.
Just dive into something.
I would love to dive into talk therapy.
Quiere decir sumergirse en algo como, ya en cualquier proyecto, digamos, let's dive into it. Es decir, deberíamos empezar con tu entusiasmo, deberíamos como trabajarlo duro. Yeah, let's dive into it.
Just dive into something.
Just dive into something.
I would love to dive into talk therapy.
I would love to dive into talk therapy.
Come across someone.
You come across a guy named Greg.
But you come across Fuchs.
¿Qué quiere decir encontrarse con alguien por casualidad? Que no esperabas verles ahí, pero ahí estaban, yeah? I came across an old friend today.
You come across a guy named Greg.
You come across a guy named Greg.
And you come across Fuchs.
And you come across Fuchs.
Pick out something.
You could pick out the colors beforehand.
I'm gonna go pick out some things for the kids.
To pick out something quiere decir elegir algo cuidadosamente. En este caso, tiene muchas papas y algunas están podridas ya. Tienes que sacarlas. Así que, let's pick out the bad potatoes.
You could pick out the colors beforehand.
You could pick out the colors beforehand.
I'm gonna go pick out some things for the kids.
I'm gonna go pick out some things for the kids.
Aquí tenemos to put up with.
I don't know how you can put up with it.
I put up with it.
Quiere decir tolerar, okay? I can't put up with him any longer. No lo puedo soportar, no lo puedo tolerar más, okay? Este proyecto. I can't put up with this project any longer. No lo soporto este proyecto más.
I don't know how you can put up with it.
I don't know how you can put up with it.
I put up with it.
I put up with it.
Butt in.
Sorry, I didn't mean to butt in.
Did you just butt in on the investigative team again?
Okay, butt, literalmente a las nalgas. To butt in, quiero decir, entrometerse en la, interrumpir una conversación con otras personas, ¿no? Vas a escuchar mucho, hey, don't butt in. Es decir, no vengas acá para interrumpir mi conversación con esta otra persona, okay? Don't butt in, butt in.
Sorry, I didn't mean to butt in. Sorry, I didn't mean to butt in.
Did you just butt in on the investigative team again?
Did you just butt in on the investigative team again?
Chicken out.
I knew you'd chicken out.
Okay, don't chicken out now.
Aquí tenemos to chicken out, que quiere decir acobardarse, okay? Don't chicken out. Chicken out.
I knew you'd chicken out. I knew you'd chicken out.
Don't chicken out now. Don't chicken out now.
Come about.
Rose, this sort of thing can come about.
It's always a problem when a new brand comes about.
To come about quiere decir surgir o ocurrirse, okay? How did the accident come about?
Rose, this sort of thing can come about.
Rose, this sort of thing can come about.
It's always a problem when a new brand comes about. It's always a problem when a new brand comes about.
Turn on.
Turn on the pump.
Turn on the lights.
Turn on, encender o prender. Okay, turn on the lights. Prende la luz. Turn on the lights. Or turn on the TV. Prende la televisión. Okay, turn on. Tenemos que vincular ahí. Turn on. Turn on.
Turn on the pump. Turn on the pump.
Turn on the lights. Turn on the lights.
Y el opuesto, turn off.
Turn off the car.
Turn off my phone.
Apagar. Okay, turn off the lights. Apaga la luz. Turn off the TV. Apaga la televisión. Turn off. Turn off. Turn off. Vinculando.
Turn off the car. Turn off the car.
Turn off my phone.
Turn off my phone.
Get on.
I need to get on an airplane.
I gotta get on a plane.
Get on. Subirse a, okay? Por ejemplo, get on the bus. Es decir, súbete al autobús, al micro, ¿no? Get on. También vinculando con la R suave de español. Get on. Get on. Get on the bus.
I need to get on an airplane. I need to get on an airplane.
I gotta get on the plane. I gotta get on the plane.
Get off.
I was ready to get off the train with him.
Need to get off the train.
Bájate de algo, ¿no? Get off the train. Bájate del tren. Get off the bus. Bájate del autobús. Get off. Vinculando con la R suave de español. Get off. Get off. Get off the bus. Get off the train.
I was ready to get off the train with him.
I was ready to get off the train with him.
You need to get off the train. You need to get off the train.
Slow down.
Did you slow down?
Slow down.
Ahora, slow down. Es decir, ve más despacio, frena un poco ahí. Y puedes usarlo tanto como en un auto, en un autobús, o también en cualquier situación de la vida que te sientes que alguien te está apurando un poco, ¿no? Hey, slow down. Slow down.
Did you slow down? Did you slow down?
Slow down, slow down.
O el opuesto, speed up.
When I was younger, I just wanted time to speed up.
Speed up, speed up!
Es decir, acelerar, ¿no? Speed up. También vinculando acá con la R suave. Speed up, speed up. Y ojo acá, no deberías decir speed. Ya no quieres meter un sonido vocálico extra en frente de la SP. Speed. Empieza directamente con la S. Speed up. Speed up.
When I was younger, I just wanted time to speed up.
When I was younger, I just wanted time to speed up.
Speed up, speed up, speed up, speed up.
Turn up.
Turn up the heat.
Turn
volume.
Turn up quiere decir subir o intensificar algo, ¿ok? Turn up the radio, turn up the radio. Y acá estamos hablando del volumen, obviamente, ¿no? Sube el volumen del radio, sin decirlo. Turn up the TV, sube la televisión, el volumen, ¿ok? Turn up, turn up.
Turn up the heat, turn up the heat.
Turn up the volume, turn up the volume.
Turn down.
Don't turn down my music.
Please turn down the music.
Turn down acá puede significar dos cosas. El opuesto de turn up, refiriéndose al volumen de algo. Turn down the radio. Baja el volumen del radio. Turn down the TV. ¿Ya? Pero también se puede significar rechazar. ¿Okay? Tú te fuiste a una entrevista para un trabajo de tus sueños y vuelves a la casa un poco triste, tu esposo o esposa te pregunta qué te pasó. They turned me down. Me rechazaron. Ya no me dieron el trabajo. They turned me down. To turn someone down. Rechazar a alguien.
Don't turn down my music. Don't turn down my music.
Please turn down the music. Please turn down the music.
Dress up.
She'll probably dress up.
I just decided to dress up.
Es como vestirse de gala, ponerse muy elegante ahí con la mejor ropa que tienes. Dress up, vinculando, dress up.
She'll probably dress up. She'll probably dress up.
I just decided to dress up. I just decided to dress up.
Dress down.
I'll dress down.
You might want to dress down for now.
Es decir, vestirse muy informal, informalmente, muy casual, ¿no? Tu ropa cotidiana, no vas a cambiar nada ahí. Es decir, no tienes que vestirte de gala. You can dress down. Ponerse muy cómodo con la ropa, ¿ok? Dress up, dress down.
I'll dress down. I'll dress down.
You might want to dress down for now.
You might want to dress down for now.
Get together.
We should make plans to get together again.
Well, maybe we can get together sometime.
Puede significar empezar una relación. Te voy a dar otro significado también, pero si yo digo, we got together 1 year ago. Es decir, nosotros empezamos a salir hace un año, okay? Pero también get together, let's get together. Puede significar más como deberíamos reunirnos para compartir un momento feliz, ¿ya? Hey, let's get together. Let's get together. No quiere decir deberíamos empezar una relación, más deberíamos reunirnos.
We should make plans to get together again.
We should make plans to get together again.
Well, maybe we can get together sometime. Well, maybe we can get together sometime.
Go out.
Hey, let's go out dancing.
Let's go out tonight.
Salir de la casa, normalmente para cenar, para encontrarse con los amigos, ¿ya? I am going to go out tonight. Voy a salir esta noche, ¿ok? Go out, vinculando ahí.
Let's go out dancing. Let's go out dancing.
Let's go out tonight. Let's go out tonight.
O el opuesto, stay in.
Be cool. Stay in school, okay?
I can't stay in that house.
Stay in, quedarse en la casa, no salir a ningún lado, okay? I'm gonna stay in tonight. Esta noche me quedo en casa, no salgo. I'm gonna stay in tonight.
Be cool. Stay in school, okay?
Be cool. Stay in school, okay?
I can't stay in that house. I can't stay in that house.
Drop someone off.
Why don't you just drop me off on campus?
You can actually just drop me off right here and you can leave.
Es decir, dejar a alguien en un lugar. Can you drop me off? Es decir, me puedes tomar al trabajo y dejarme ahí, ¿ya? Can you drop me off at work? Me puedes llevar al trabajo y dejarme, ¿no? Can you drop me off at the beach? Me puedes llevar a la playa y dejarme ahí, ¿ok? Can you drop me off? Y si quieres, at más el lugar.
Why don't you just drop me off on campus?
Why don't you just drop me off on campus?
You can actually just drop me off right here and you can leave.
You can actually just drop me off right here and you can leave.
Check in.
I have to check in at the studio.
You can check in at the front desk.
Check in, registrarse en un lugar, normalmente como un hotel, un evento, algo así, ¿no? Check in, check in.
I have to check in at the studio.
I have to check in at the studio.
You can check in at the front desk.
You can check in at the front desk.
Check out.
I'd like to check out, please.
When did he check out?
Check out, acá, dejar la habitación en un hotel, ¿ya? Check out. Check out.
I'd like to check out, please. I'd like to check out, please.
When did he check out?
When did he check out?
Get someone down.
Don't let the buggers get you down.
You can't let the practical get you down.
Desanimar a alguien. Quizás alguien, estás muy feliz y alguien llega a tu casa con una energía muy cargada, están muy estresados y ya. Yeah. You got me down. Es como quitaste mi energía ahí con eso, ¿no? Get someone down. Desanimar a alguien.
Don't let the buggers get you down.
Don't let the buggers get you down.
You can't let the practical get you down. You can't let the practical get you down.
Put something in.
I have one more story to type before I put it in the mail.
I would put it in the bank.
A poner algo adentro de algo, ¿no? Por ejemplo, put it in your pocket. Ponlo en tu bolsillo. Put it, la cosa, el objeto que te estoy dando. Put it in your pocket. Put it in your pocket. Put it. Put it. Put it in your. Put it in your. Put it in your. Dicho muy rápido ahí. Put it in your pocket.
I have one more story to type before I put it in the mail.
I have one more story to type before I put it in the mail.
I would put it in the bank. I would put it in the bank.
Take it out of.
Take it out of the package.
Take it out of your pocket.
Take it, el objeto, la cosa, take it out of, sácalo de, más el lugar donde está, ¿no? Take it out of your pocket. Sácalo de tu bolsillo, ¿no? Put it in your pocket. Take it out of your pocket. Put it in. Take it out.
Take it out of the package.
Take it out of the package.
Take it out of your pocket.
Take it out of your pocket.
Wake up.
When you wake up in the morning, it'll be the next morning.
Hey, wake up.
I usually wake up at 5 a.m. Wake up, literalmente, despertar arriba, pero quiere decir despertar, ¿ok? Por ejemplo, I usually wake up early. Yo siempre o suelo despertarme temprano, ¿ok? I usually wake up early. Nota la pronunciación, wake up, wake up. Tenemos que vincular ahí.
When you wake up in the morning, it'll be the next morning. When you wake up in the morning, it'll be the next morning.
Hey, wake up.
Hey, wake up.
Broke up.
They broke up. She moved away. Why did we break up?
They broke up. Last week. Literalmente palabra por palabra, rompió arriba, pero to break up quiere decir separarse, romperse con tu pareja, ¿ok? They broke up last week. De nuevo, vamos a vincular. Broke up. They broke up last week.
They broke up. She moved away.
They broke up. She moved away.
Why did we break up?
Why did we break up?
Make up something.
You make up the list?
We should make up a story.
Don't believe him. He made it up. Okay? to make up something quiere decir inventar algo. Acá vemos el pasado, he made, en pasado, he made it up. It, acá refiere a la cosa que él inventó, ¿ok? Make up something, o también puedes tener el objeto directo en medio, make something up, inventar algo.
You make up the list, you make up the list.
We should make up a story, we should make up a story.
Carry on.
Your sons will grow up and carry on the work.
You want to carry on?
Carry on parece como llevar sobre, pero quiere decir seguir, ¿ok? Let's carry on, sigamos adelante. Quizás estábamos distraídos, pero ya tenemos que seguir, ¿ok? Let's carry on. Carry on. Vamos a vincular. Let's carry on.
Your sons will grow up and carry on the work.
Your sons will grow up and carry on the work.
You want to carry on, you want to carry on.
Ask about.
Does he ever ask about me?
I never ask about it.
Did they ask about me? Okay? To ask about quiere decir preguntar por. Did they ask about me? ¿Preguntaron por mí? Otro ejemplo, we shouldn't ask about it. Okay? No deberíamos preguntar por eso, sobre eso. No, lo dejamos así. Okay? We shouldn't ask about it.
Does he ever ask about me?
Does he ever ask about me? I never ask about it. I never ask about it.
Warm up.
Go warm up.
Let's warm up.
Remember to warm up before working out. Parece caliente arriba, pero to warm up, calentar. En este caso estamos hablando del cuerpo, como deberías moverte el cuerpo un poco antes de levantar pesos, por ejemplo. Okay? Warm up. Warm up. Otro ejemplo, don't forget to warm up before swimming. No olvides calentar antes de nadar.
Go warm up. Go warm up.
Let's warm up. Let's warm up.
Let someone down.
They haven't let me down.
Are you just gonna let them down?
Don't let me down. Okay, let me down, or let someone down. Parece como dejar a alguien abajo. Y es un poco así, defraudar, y muchas veces no tiene nada que ver con como quitarte el dinero de alguien, pero quizás tu mejor amigo te dice, oye, necesitas ayuda, yo sé, este viernes yo voy a estar ahí contigo, ayudándote, apoyándote, y ahí el viernes viene, no te llama, no llega, ni lo ves, y puedes decirle, hey, you let me down, ok, no es que me decepcionaste, pero yo pensé que ibas a estar ahí para mí y no estabas, ¿ok? You let me down.
They haven't let me down.
They haven't let me down.
Are you just gonna let them down?
Are you just gonna let them down?
Try on.
Can I try on your watch?
Try on the suit.
Can I try on these jeans? To try something on quiere decir probar, ponerte para ver si te queda bien, si te queda bonito o no, ¿ok? To try on. Try on.
Can I try on your watch? Can I try on your watch?
Try on the suit.
Try on the suit.
Find out.
How'd you find out about it?
I want to find out the truth.
I'll find out about it, ¿ok? To find out. Or find something out quiere decir averiguar, ¿ok? We'll find out the answer. Es decir, averiguaremos la respuesta, la verdad, ¿ok? We'll find out the answer.
How'd you find out about it?
How'd you find out about it?
I want to find out the truth.
I want to find out the truth.
Look for.
Let's look for some long branches.
I gotta look for my kid.
I'm looking for my keys. Ok, parece mirar por, pero quiere decir buscar. Estoy buscando mis llaves. I'm looking for my keys.
Let's look for some long branches.
Let's look for some long branches.
I gotta look for my kid.
I gotta look for my kid.
Go off.
My alarm didn't go off.
No alarm should go off.
go off sonar. My alarm goes off. Acá, tercera persona, no. Goes off at 5 a.m. Mi alarma suena a las 5 a.m., okay? My alarm goes off, vinculando, goes off at más un tiempo. What time does your alarm go off at? Let me know in the comments.
My alarm didn't go off.
My alarm didn't go off.
No alarm should go off.
No alarm should go off.
Ahora quizás tienes hijos o un esposo o esposa que tú tienes que despertar a ellos, ¿no? Acá tenemos wake someone up.
I didn't wake you up again, did I?
I can wake you up for family breakfast if you like.
Wake someone up, okay? Despertar a alguien. Wake him up. Despierta a él, ¿no? Wake me up. Despiértame a X hora, a lo mejor, okay? Wake someone up.
I didn't wake you up again, did I?
I didn't wake you up again, did I?
I can wake you up for family breakfast if you like. I can wake you up for family breakfast if you like.
Put on.
Put on the suit.
Now put on your coat.
I put on my clothes. Me pongo la ropa, okay? I put on, put on. Vinculando con la R suave de español. Put on, put on.
Put on the suit,
put on the suit.
Now put on your coat.
Now put on your coat.
Heat up.
No, just let me heat up a towel.
I'll heat up lasagna.
Then I heat up my breakfast. Después, calento mi desayuno. También se puedes decir, I cook up, yeah, I cook up my breakfast, pero heat up es la acción de calentar a algo ya preparado, okay? I heat up my breakfast.
No, just let me heat up a towel.
No, just let me heat up a towel.
I'll heat up lasagna.
I'll heat up lasagna.
Gobble up.
Time to gobble up your lunch, Geraldine.
I used to know a little girl who could gobble up walnuts.
I gobble up my breakfast. Gobble up es informal y quiere decir como comer, pero comer rápido, devorar, ¿no? No es que estás comiendo un poco así, pero estás comiendo rápido y mucho, ¿no? I gobble up my breakfast.
Time to gobble up your lunch, Geraldine.
Time to gobble up your lunch, Geraldine.
I used to know a little girl who could gobble up walnuts. I used to know a little girl who could gobble up walnuts.
Y si quieres seguir estudiando conmigo, tienes varias opciones. Tenemos entrenamientos 100% gratis y cursos pagados donde vas a estar trabajando conmigo, con mis profesores, para mejorar tu inglés lo más pronto posible. Mil gracias por compartir tu tiempo aquí conmigo hoy. Hasta entonces, que estés muy bien. Chao, chao.